In 2011, the price of cotton doubled, sending the commodity on a roller coaster ride and hitting a 150-year high of more than $2 a pound. China, hoping to insulate its growers and its textiles from price shocks like that, began buying up large amounts of cotton to hold in reserve, a strategic cotton reserve, if you will. According to John Robinson, an agricultural economist at Texas A&M University, China currently holds around 50 million bales of cotton, and fears of that reserve is having a big impact on prices.
The influence of that supply is partly responsible for the price of cotton falling from about 84 cents more than a year ago, down to where it is now, down to this 60-cent level.
Last week, realizing the fear of many cotton growers, China announced they were going to release some of their strategic stock into the market, depressing a price already at a five-year low. Another result of those depressed prices has been U.S. growers coming under intense scrutiny for subsidies to the industry. But for growers like Steve Verrett, who's executive vice president of Plains Cotton Growers in Lubbock, he says China's strategic reserve has been far more disruptive than any other action in the marketplace.
But our guys are just very confused by all of this, that why we're coming under such criticism over a much less modest program, but at the same time, the two largest cotton producers and users of cotton, their levels of support are significantly more than what the U.S. program is.
Coming off several years of drought and then a deluge of water washing away any hope of successful crops for South Texas cotton farmers, China's announcement was just one more obstacle. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.